Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, Hangover Edition. My head hurts. This mini is coming to you from a hotel room in Philadelphia, PA, on Sunday, June 23rd, 2 Oceans 13. Yesterday, at my stand-up show at Helium Comedy Club, comedian Chris Tinkle played the Leonard Maltin game against audience members, and I'll play the audio of that in a minute. Did I mention I'm hungover? I made the mistake of drinking with Bert Kreischer last night, and I learned that I am not a machine. I'm going to go to his hotel room in a second and murder him. No, I'm going to tape an episode of his podcast, The Bertcast, which you can hear soon or now, depending on when you listen to this. I'm coming to New Orleans, Oklahoma City, this week, and I'll be in Austin, Texas, July 4th weekend, and all of my dates are at douglovesmovies.com. But right now, I hope you enjoy Chris Tinkle versus Philly. Delphia.
Peeling in Philly, are you ready to play the Leonard Maltin game? Let's take a gander in the prize bag. I always bring a prize bag. Some guy gave me a cool hat from 2010 fitted by Flex Fit. It fits any head, even my gigantic head. Check that out. Actually, if I didn't recently get a haircut, it might not fit. So that's why I'm giving it away. So somebody's going to win that. And then we've also got a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. And a copy of Chris Tingle's CD, Almost Awesome. And a copy of Smug Life, my last CD. Soon I'll be giving away my new CD, Gateway Doug. That's coming out on July 9th. And then also, oh, this is fun, a little Doug Loves Movies. This is from Bud Bongs, or Bong Buds. Buds with a Z. It's a, like you can wrap this thing, it's magnetic, and you can wrap it around your bong, and it can hold your lighter onto your bong. Yeah. Like that would work. Like someone still wouldn't just take it. I dropped your CD, like I don't even care about it. But CDs are droppable, right? When did this CD drop? Just now? All right, Chris, you get to pick someone to play the Leonard Maltin game against from all these amazing name tags that you're about to see. Probably not too many today because the name tags are going to show up tomorrow for the Douglas Movies taping. But there's the Mr. and Mrs. Smith poster back there that I've not only seen before, but not only the person who has that particular name tag is great at this game. So if you don't feel like a super challenge, you may not want to. Somebody brought a fly swatter. Somebody brought, some guy's just waving. That's not really a name tag. And then Nick and Ashley, of course, are sitting up front. This gentleman just brought a copy of one of my CDs, Hypocritical Oath. And he's just holding it up and shaking it, making it dance. What's that right there? What do you have? A what?
A book.
A book? Like the book you just happened to be reading? You scribbled your name on it?
Of course.
There's a gentleman back there holding up some sort of laminated thing. Oh, what's that big one up back there? What?
House of Balloons on it.
Oh, up. Oh, shit. House of Balloons on it. What's your name?
Randy.
Randy.
Dog
names,
Doug.
Yeah, the dog in the movie's named Doug, but... squirrel! So, That's my favorite. What do you think?
Yeah, that one.
All right, get down here, Randy. We've played for you guys before, Nick and Ashley, right?
Last time.
Yeah, yeah. Did you win?
I went and beat Kramer.
And you won?
I beat Kramer.
Okay. All right. Just killing time while Randy gets up here. Look at him. He's direct from... He's one of the ride operators in Pirates of the Caribbean. Still got his pirate shirt on. Stand right there next to Chris. Show everybody your beautiful name tag so they know what's going on. Say your wife or girlfriend there with you?
Girlfriend.
Girlfriend, yeah. Yeah, see, the guy in Oak did that because he was a lonely old man. Like, if you're still getting laid, you don't really need to have your house blown away. Oh, wait, you said you were married. So, yeah, you do have to. Do you have one of those mattresses where you can jerk off from the other side of the bed? So, Chris, share your microphone with him so that we can hear what he has to say. Say hi to everybody, Randy.
Hello, everybody.
Nicely done. You don't have to give it up completely to him. Just do it interview style. Yeah. You've done this before. Yeah, okay. So Randy gets to pick a category, and this is just between Chris and Randy, you guys. The great Chris Tinkle, who was the last time you played, did you beat the audience member?
Yes, I did.
Good for you. All right, you get to pick a category. Randy, would you like... Celebrating a birthday today, my friend Mary Lynn Ricecup, who, of course, played Chloe on 24. So the films of Mary Lynn Ricecup, she's been in a few. Or, since I went to Hershey Park yesterday, I thought I'd make a Hershey Park category, and that's movies with the word chocolate in the title. Narrows it down to very few. Or, another thing that narrows it down very much is in theaters now, and that, of course, is movies that are in theaters now. Which one would you like to play, Randy?
I'll go with the chocolate.
Oh, yeah!
I'm gonna go with the chocolate. That's just something you say all the time, I'm sure. This might not be what you expected, Randy. Would you like a movie with the word chocolate in the title from 1988 or 2007? Which year would you like? 88 or 2007? There's a lot of muttering in the crowd. People trying to figure it out. Don't say anything. Don't share. Don't share your words.
We'll go 88.
88, he says. All right. 3 stars from Leonard Maltin for this movie from 88. I think I liked it a little bit better. This is a movie I liked a great deal. It's also a movie that lots of people have not seen. He says that one of the actors in this movie is wonderfully wicked. He also says that the movie is chilling and impressive and well-directed by an actor who became a director. And it was also adapted... This movie was adopted by people who love chocolate. It was adapted from a novel. So that's, I gave you more clues than usual. Seven names listed by Leonard Maltin. How many names do you think you need, Randy, to discern the title of this film?
I'll take the safe bet of seven.
Safe, smart, secure. What are you going to do with that, Chris?
We're going to go two.
Oh. Two names! Oh. Well, let me first of all congratulate Randy on winning the prize bag. Well, let's see if Randy has any strategy in mind that I might not be thinking of. What would you like to do with that, Randy?
Name that movie.
Name that movie, Chris.
I believe that movie.
Wait, you get two names. Do you want your two names?
Yes.
Seth Rogen didn't want his two names when he was on. He just blurted out the correct answer. But when you hear these two names, we'll see where you're at. Doug Hutchinson?
Oh, no.
Who I believe is the guy that's married to that crazy girl, Courtney Stodden. Yeah. Yeah, this Doug Hutchinson married a 16-year-old, so that's good for Dougs all over the world. And then your other name is Jenny Wright. Yeah, what do you think the movie is?
The Chocolate War.
That's correct! Oh! Holy crap! Nicely done. I'm sorry, Randy. I'm sorry I got your hopes up. Now sit the fuck down. Oh, you got a CD anyway. That's a good plan. Yeah, that was a nice consolation prize. How did you know that?
It was directed by Keith Gordon, who was the main guy, and Christine. I'm a film nerd, too. So.
Yeah, he was in Christine and Dressed to Kill and Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield.
That's right.
That I referenced in my act earlier when I mentioned the triple Lindy. Wow, very well done. Yeah, the rest of the names are Adam Baldwin, Bud Cort, Wally Ward, Wally Ward was on Larry Sanders' show with Marilyn Rice Cup, and Ian Mitchell Smith, who was the other kid in Weird Science, and John Glover, who was the actor who they call Wonderfully Wicked, who Leonard called Wonderfully Wicked. But if you've never seen The Chocolate War, check it out. It's actually a pretty good movie.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. All right, pick another contestant.
All right, let's see here.
Let's get somebody else up here.
Let's go in the back right there, in the very back. They have a weird, what is that, like a fist?
It's probably just a piece of paper with a name on it.
What are you holding, is that cow's head?
It's a rancor? Okay, get that rancor up here. Come on up. I hope this guy's name is Rancor. Rancor, of course, was the monster in Return of the Jedi. God, that guy yelled it out like I wasn't going to be able to come up with it. Yeah, I'm not familiar with the Star Wars films. I'm going to check those out sometime. Oh, and your name's Dan?
Yeah.
Yes, you wrote Dancor on it. That's adorable. I want to pet that ugly monster. Now let me touch the thing you're holding. All right, Dancor, you get to pick a category from these options that I'm pulling up on my app right now. Yeah, just go ahead and put it on the ground. It's not going to go and attack anyone. Because it looks like it works. Does it? Is it? You put batteries in it and it crawls around?
No,
it just does that.
It's from 1983.
It's from 83. Yeah, before what? What does that even mean? There were no batteries before 83. All right. Pick a category, Dancor. Would you like... I'm going to get some good ones for you. Would you like Glenn So Close? And that's movies where Glenn Close was nominated for an Oscar but did not win. Or... someone named at Reaper Matt ATT, like at from Emperor's Respect.
I was going to bring that.
You were going to bring an at, but you went with a Rancor?
Yeah.
Because Dan at doesn't make any sense. He suggested movies with a narrator. Greatest movie ever told is a category name, and he did that in the wrong order. I hope Alex Trebek, I hope they find someone to replace him when he dies. It's not me.
Or, this is a popular one on the podcast, Mean LaQuifa suggested, hook a brother up. I heard recently that Mean LaQuifa is a reference from Harold and Kumar Part 2, I think. But anyway, it's still a great Twitter name. Hook a brother up, and that's movies where black people go fishing. You know what? There's no movies where that happens. Just gone fishing is the only one, really. Eat a Duck suggested Chicks with Dicks, and that's Richard Gere rom-coms. Chicks with Dick.
The one before the fishing
one? The one before the fishing one was the narrator one.
Let's do that one.
You want to do that one? Okay. It's an exciting category. All right. Category. A woman in the audience just went, what? Like she's narrating this. 2005 is the year. 3 stars from Leonard Maltin. This is going to be an interesting battle because he calls this movie entertaining. He also calls it French. Yeah, and he also says stay through the end credits to get an idea of the conditions the filmmakers faced. And here's the weird part. Leonard lists 1 minute. So your options, Dancor, are I can name it 1 minute, I can name it 0 minutes, or I can name it -1 minute. I wanted to play this category when Sam Levine was on, because he would have a fit. Then you can't go more than 1 negative name. But instead, you're stuck with it.
Well, I only know 1 French movie, so I might as well go -1.
Wow. You said -1. So at least Chris, you have no option but to say name that movie. Well, so you have to name it and the 1 name.
Is it Amelie with Audrey Tattoo? No.
Amelie had a bunch of other actors in it. Why would he just list her name? Like, he's fixated on her or something?
That's the only French movie that I know.
All right, well, we're out of time anyway, so you win the prizes. I was so excited that you were almost going to get that. Do you have any idea, Chris?
I have no idea.
Yeah, it's the movie's called March of the Penguins. And, of course, it was narrated by God. I mean, Morgan Freeman. Monster, go back to your seats. Victory through failure. It's the best. And thanks, Chris Tinkle.
Thanks,
Chris Tinkle, everybody. And as always, oh, where's Randy?
Right here.
Give me a shithead to say.
General Zod.
As always, General Zod is a shithead. Enjoy that, nerds.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky.